from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia-EU dialogue strengthens tolerance and connectivity. Government boosts industrial exports to achieve Indonesia Emas 2045. Now, the news in detail. The interfaith and intercultural dialogue has returned, bringing together Indonesia and the European Union to strengthen tolerance and people-to-people relations. Here's the full report from Ranoff.
Indonesia and the European Union hold Indonesia-EU interfaith and intercultural dialogue. This forum brought together religious leaders, academic, civil society representative and policymakers from both sides to enhance cooperation in tolerance, peaceful coexistence, and intercultural understanding. The Director of Public Diplomacy at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ani Nigarewati, in her remarks in Jakarta on Tuesday, emphasized that the dialogue aimed to strengthen people-to-people connectivity.
So the last one was in 2012, and then last year at the Indonesia-European Union Human Rights Dialogue 2024, we decided to look into it again and how we can reactivate this dialogue, because we believe that interfaith and intercultural dialogue is very much important for our people-to-people connectivity, to share, of course, the understanding of peaceful coexistence and also the practice of religious moderation in Indonesia.
Meanwhile, the deputy head of the EU delegation to Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam, Stephen Mehati, stated that institutionally the European Union share Indonesia's well-known motto Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or United in Diversity, which serves a fundamental value for both sides. He also emphasized that religious and belief dimension must not be overlooked, as they play a key role in building trust and expanding the vision of the partnership. Integrating these values, he added, will further strengthen cooperation between the two parties.
We have in common this motto, which is an institutional motto in the European Union, and which is a constitutional motto in the Republic of Indonesia, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. United in diversity is the motto of the European Union. So this is why we shall never neglect the religious and the belief dimension of our societies, to build trust and confidence to every day, to have a larger a vision of our partnership. We need to integrate those dimensions. And again, I'm sure that this will contribute to foster our partnership.
Stephen believes that the interfaith and intercultural dialogue will further strengthen relations between the two sides, especially as leaders from both regions continue to engage in meeting on various occasions. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia outlined the progress of renewable energy implementation, particularly the One Village, One Megawatt program, and confirmed the additional allocation of LPG subsidies ahead of Christmas and New Year. He revealed it after meeting President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. The full report is presented by Nur Kamila.
Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia on Wednesday, 26 November 2025, said that he met President Prabowo to discuss the implementation of renewable energy, particularly solar power plant under the One Village, One Megawatt Initiative.
Saya mendampingi Presiden, kami kebetulan melakukan rapat terkait dengan...
I accompanied the president and we had a meeting on the implementation of renewable energy, especially solar power plants. We discussed it in detail because this is a major idea from the president that we must execute regarding the One Village, One Megawatt program.
Yang kami harus eksekusi terkait dengan satu desa, satu megawatt.
He added that the government is currently finalizing the financing scheme for the project, in addition to discussion on solar power development. In addition to discussing renewable energy implementation, the ministry also attended a meeting with the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprise on LPG subsidies ahead of Christmas and New Year.
Kami melakukan rapat dengan Menteri...
Yesterday, we had a meeting with the Minister of Finance and the Head of State-Owned Enterprises, Mr. Doni, to discuss LPG subsidies ahead of Christmas and New Year. We need to make sure everything is clear.
He added that one of the agreements reached was an increase in LPG volume from around 8.2 to 8.4 or 8.5 million metric tons, which has been approved. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has emphasized that increasing exports from the manufacturing industry is a key factor in realizing the Indonesia Emas or Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. Kiki Purba has the details.
Director of Industry, Trade and Investment Promotion at the Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning, Robi Fadila, explained that the increase in manufacturing exports, which are currently stagnant, must be immediately encouraged. He conveyed at this the Gambir Trade Talk event in Jakarta on Thursday.
Nah, ini yang cenderung stagnan ini mungkin harapan kami mungkin di pemerintah.
Well, this stagnation is what we hope the government will address before it gets worse. So we want to boost it, especially with 8% economic growth, which is a prerequisite if we want to escape the middle income trap by 2045.
He added that to achieve this target, the government has prepared a clear roadmap in the 2025 until 2029 National Medium-Term Development Plan. This roadmap is outlined in an industrial development strategy called HEBAT.
Kami di pemerintah sekarang dalam...
We in the government now have a strategy for industrial development called the Great Industry in our 2025 to 2029 National Medium-Term Development Plan. Great Industry is not a title, it's an abbreviation.
The HEBAT industry strategy focuses on the downstreaming of 15 leading commodities and the development of 9 medium high-tech industry, with the aim of penetrating non-traditional markets such as Latin America and North Africa. This effort to expand export market and strengthen the processing industry are expected to accelerate the realization of Golden Indonesia 2045. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has announced a newly developed tropical cyclone in northern Sumatra and has warned about potential natural disasters. Ramashid Kipratama has more.
The agency announced that the tropical disturbance in the Malacca Strait had developed into tropical cyclone Senyar on Wednesday, November 26. In a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, the agency's head, Tuku Faisal Fatoni, said it is moving west to southwestward toward the island of Sumatra with wind speeds of up to 10 km per hour.
Berdasarkan analisis atmosfer per hari ini, Rabu.
Based on the atmospheric analysis as of today, Wednesday, November 26, 2025, at 7 a.m. Western Indonesian time, the system has intensified and is officially classified as Tropical Cyclone Senyar, which is currently observed over the eastern Malacca Strait off the coast of Aceh. Over the past 6 hours, this cyclone has been moving westward toward the Aceh mainland at around 10 km per hour, triggering increased development of convective clouds in the surrounding region.
Peningkatan pertumbuhan awan konvektif di wilayah sekitarnya.
Fatoni added that the agency expects Tropical Cyclone Senyar to move over Aceh in the same direction within 24 hours and that its intensity will weaken into a tropical depression within 48 hours. However, he warned about potential natural disasters in provinces across northern Sumatra in the coming days. This could affect the North Sumatran capital city of Medan, which is Indonesia's fourth largest city.
Dan dalam 6-24 jam,
over the next 6-24 hours, the cyclone is expected to continue moving westward and southwestward as it interacts with land and will weaken gradually. However, extreme weather still has the potential to occur as a follow-on impact. So the potential impacts of hydrometeorological disasters such as floods, flash floods, and landslides must continue to be watched for in the regions of Aceh, North Sumatra, Riau Islands, Riau, West Sumatra, and the surrounding areas over the next 2 to 3 days.
The agency highlighted the potential for heavy rainfall, especially in Aceh and North Sumatra, alongside strong winds in several locations and high waves in the Malacca Strait. Ramasitki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs officially opened the archives exhibition on the occasion of 75 years of diplomatic relations Indonesia-Iran, which showcases historical documents and photographs chronicling more than 7 decades of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Senior advisor to the Minister of Economic Diplomacy, Zeldan Wulan Kartika, in her remarks in Jakarta on Wednesday evening, stated that the exhibition serves as an important moment to reflect on the diplomatic journey of the two nations over the past 7.5 decades. She also said that collection of archives reflects the strength and continuity of bilateral relationship, which has continued to grow over time.
This exhibition marks an important milestone to reflect on and celebrate the remarkable journey of official diplomacy throughout 7.5 decades, from the establishment of our embassies to many defining moments of bilateral cooperation. The archives reveal a rich narrative of collaboration that has grown steadily stronger over time.
She also explained that Indonesia-Iran cooperation has expanded across various strategic sectors, including politics, economy, health, education, and technology, demonstrating the comprehensive nature of the bilateral relationship. Zeldan Wulan Kartika further emphasized that the exhibition not only presents historical records, but also serves as a concrete example of public diplomacy as a platform to strengthen mutual understanding, friendship, and cooperation between the people of Indonesia and Iran. The archival exhibition is open to the public from 27 November to 5 December 2025, from 9 to 8 WIB. China Media Group held a film screening at the documentary Hotline Beijing in Jakarta, highlighting growing cultural and media collaboration between Indonesia and China. Ofra has the detail.
The screening was held through CMG Premium Films' exclusive screenings program on Wednesday. It was part of a series of Chinese film and television screenings in Indonesia, showcasing a variety of works. The cultural attaché of the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in Indonesia, Wang Xiping, said the activities serve as an important part of strengthening Indonesia-China cultural relations. He emphasized that media cooperations act as a communication bridge between the people of both countries.
This year marks the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and Indonesia. In exchanges between the two countries, the media plays an important role. Since the launch of the China-Indonesia Theater in 2018, nearly 20 Indonesian media platforms, including Radio Republik Indonesia, Television Republik Indonesia, Metro TV, and the video website Video, have broadcast programs highlighting Xi Jinping's cultural relations.
Meanwhile, the head of International Language Broadcasting Corporations and Services at the Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI Novarah Adiba, said that broadcast collaborations provides added value for both institutions. She explained that content exchange helps strengthen the connections between audiences in Indonesia and China.
pertukaran apa?
This exchange of programs or various types of content will enrich the broadcast of both institutions. It not only enriches them but also helps build and strengthen mutual understanding between listeners in both countries.
Pendengar dari kedua negara.
The film screening also served as a platform for Indonesia to showcase its openness to global cultural exchange. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lonceng telah berbunyi, takkan Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku berserah, semakin malam, semakin diri, suara terdengar, mengapa dunia tak adil?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku bersamamu, satu untuk semua, dan semua untuk satu. Kenapa aku ada dia di antara kau dan aku. Di antara kau dan aku, 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 di antara kau dan aku. Cuma kamu tiada yang lain. Ku bilang aku gak main-main. Apa yang kau mau ku turutin. Sekarang kamu sama yang lain. Awalnya ku cuma cobain, tapi ku ketagihan. Ku bilang amin sampai ke pelamin. Tanah disamain sama mantanmu bajingan. Ulang lagi, ku cari yang lain.
Tak sepantasnya bilang cinta kalau gak bisa tahan. Putar fakta kau bilang aku yang salah. Yang tahu semuanya cuma Tuhan. Kenapa masih kurang? Sungguh keterlaluan. Kukira takkan terulang. Saat ku gak karuan, ku tahu kamu bersulang. Memang sekarang semuanya telah hancur melebur. Tapi seenggaknya aku gak pernah palsu. Kayak kamu. Cuma kamu. Takut cuma ada dia di hatimu. Tapi untukku,
cuma kamu tiada yang lain. Ku bilang aku gak main-main. Apa yang kau mau ku turutin. Sekarang kamu sama yang lain. Awalnya ku cuma cobain, tapi ku ketagihan. Ku bilang amin sampai ke pelamin. Tanah disamain sama mantanmu bajingan. Ulang lagi, ku cari yang lain. 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 Ku cari yang lain.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder comes to greet you with the title Curug Malela. Curug Malela or Malela Waterfall is a breathtaking natural attraction showcasing the beauty of a stunning waterfall. Curug is the Sundanese word for waterfall. Located in West Bandung Regency, Curug Malela is often referred to as the Little Niagara or Mini Niagara. This tourism spot is perfect for relaxations and escape from the hustle and bustle of the city while enjoying the fresh air. It is called the Little Niagara because its wide water flow cascades powerfully between rocky cliffs, resembling the famous Niagara Falls on the border of the United States and Canada. Curug Malela stands about 60 meters tall and spans 70 meters wide. It features 5 waterfall streams blending with 7 additional cascades. Malela Waterfall sources its water from the northern headwaters of Mount Kendeng. The river flows down through the Cidadap River in Gunung Halu. Curug Malela's tiered shape and crystal clear water create a stunning natural landscape, with water crashing against the surrounding rocky cliffs. According to Perhutani's website, large, rounded, and flat stones are scattered along the riverbed beneath the waterfall. visitors can enjoy splashing in the water or playing in the foam created by the falls. If you're lucky, you might even spot monkeys peeking out from the lush greenery surrounding the waterfall. Accessing Curug Malela is relatively easy. From Bandung City, the capital of West Java province, you can head to Cicadas village office. From there, it's about a 3 kilometers journey to reach Curug Malela in West Bandung Regency. The waterfall is located near popular tourism areas like Lembang, Maribaya, and Jayagiri, specifically in Kampung Manglid, Cicadas Village, Rongga Sub-District, West Bandung Regency, West Java Province. Although the location is remote, nestled in the forest and surrounded by hills, it's worth the effort. If you're traveling by motorbike, you'll need to take a 2 kilometers path about 1 meter wide through Perhutani land. There is a designated parking area near the waterfall. Curug Malela is open daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with entrance fee ranging from 10,000 rupiah to 12,000 Indonesian rupiah per person. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku bertepuk sebelah. Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and a resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means, that's a lot. Anting. Anting. Which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu. Which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. Which means ear. Panjang. Panjang. Which means long. Konon. Konon. Which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat. Masyarakat. Which means community or people. Suku Dayak. Suku Dayak. Which means Dayak tribe. Wanita. Wanita. Which means woman. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Anak muda, anak muda, which means young man or young woman. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear the statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection wow. Wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at a number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur Temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means, wow, how big the Mahakam River is. Wow.
The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, the woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Hari Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here is Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Nanti saiki song.